gentlemen, the Sussex County Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities will be meeting on Monday, May 15, 2006, at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Administrative Complex, North DuPont Highway, Georgetown, Delaware. The media, as well as the general public, is welcome to attend the meeting. Included with this report is a copy of the agenda. The Sussex County Council will be hosting Student Government Day on Thursday, May 11, 2006. The festivities will start with opening remarks being provided by Sussex County Council President Lynn Rogers at 9:30 a.m. Activities will include the explanation of the county responsibilities and a mock county council meeting. Students who are juniors in high school will participate in this program, go on to take part in Boys and Girls State Program in Dover. It is worth noting that hundreds of young men and ladies who have participated in this program, the political aspirations of Councilman Phillips were born through his participation. To date, Mr. Phillips is the only person who has ever been elected to county council from participating in this program.
Good reason to discontinue it.
For all my colleagues.
Did you agree with that, council back there?
Pants. Whose seat did you sit in?
Mine. Oliver.
Conway was the administrator.
Mr. Stickles, is all my colleagues invited to lunch? Are we having lunch this year? Are they all invited to lunch or no lunch this year?
Yes.
Is it, where's that, Pines?
Sussex Pines.
There, where's that?
Yeah.
All right.
You're all invited to lunch, gentlemen. I expect you there on Thursday.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
It's Sussex Pines.
You got a busy week next week.
You'll be sending a bill if you don't show up. All right. Now, is that it, Mr. Stickles? That's my hobby. Mr. Griffith, we got 5 minutes, so let's move on to Hal Godwin, Administrative Assistant, Wastewater Agreements. We're going to come back to public hearing at 7:05.
It's not a hearing.
It's just a request.
Oh, so we...
We can
go. Okay, I'm sorry, sorry. Wait, Hal, just have a seat there. Mr. Griffith, you want to go ahead? Sorry.
Well, I think each of you got a letter from Mr. Burrell recommending that you grant an appeal hearing. And if you do, he will sit with you because Mr. Robertson was disqualified at the commission level because of having done a real estate closing at a prior time. And so I would be equally disqualified.
Okay.
The issue to note is that the appeal ordinance that is now in effect and would apply to this is your old ordinance, mm-hmm. and it allowed appeals only by applicants, not by protesters, right, or someone claiming to be aggrieved other than an applicant. But Mr. Burrell has recommended that you grant this, ask this person the right to have an appeal hearing.
This is strictly just to not set the date, just allowing us to
That's
set
true.
A date.
That's true. If you say you're willing to do one, then it would be published, and it would go out about a month because it has to be published for 2 weeks and takes a week to get the advertising in place.
Right.
So it would be at a future meeting of council, probably sometime in after the middle of June.
Okay. And you need
Mr. Burrell's aware of this will be an appellate, and he'll not allow it to become a new public hearing.
Yeah,
we'll apprise him of that.
He's aware.
Okay. Gentlemen,
so moved, Mr. President.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to allow County Attorney Richard Burrell, representatives of the Libido LP, allow for the approval of a appeal hearing request to be advertised. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Godwin, he has wastewater agreement situations.
Mr. President, members of council, I have three wastewater agreements for you to consider this evening, and the first is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Cadbury at Lewis, Agreement Number 563. The developer in this project is Cadbury at Lewis, Incorporated of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The location will be Gills Neck Road. The sanitary sewer district is West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The type and size of development will be one healthcare building with 40 assisted living units and 40 skilled nursing homes, 84 unassisted living apartments, and 48 cottages and a community center. The system connection charges total $821,236. We already have approvals from Sussex County Engineering and DENREC. The estimated construction time will be 60 days. The construction administration and construction inspection costs total $82,611. Proposed construction cost will be $550,744. The motion for your consideration on this particular agreement is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 563, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Cadbury at Lewis Incorporated for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Cadbury at Lewis, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve wastewater agreement Cadbury at Lewis, Kilneck Road. Agreement number 563 is a motion. Rev. Mr. Godwin, questions? Call for the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Godwin.
Yes, sir. Our second agreement is Sussex County Project Number 81-04 DMR Center Jack and Bore Agreement Number 653. The developer is DMR Properties LLC of Lewis, Delaware. The location will be north of Route 299 and Route 24. The district is the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Type and size of development will be Jack and Bore from existing MH13-4 on east side of Route 24 to west side of Route 24. There will be no connection fee charges, and the approvals are already in place from our engineering department and DENREC. Less than 2,000 gallons of flow per day from DENREC is not required. Approvals are not required. The estimated time of construction will be 3 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs will be $4,500, and the proposed construction cost total $30,000. The proposed amendment to put in action this particular agreement is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 653, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and DMR Properties LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in DMR Center, Jack and Bore, located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes. To approve item B, David Mary Robert Center, Agreement Number 653 is a motion. Rep. Mr. Godwin for wastewater agreement. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir. Our third and final agreement, Sussex County Project Number 81-4, Ashley Road. This is off-site construction, Agreement Number 539-1. The developer is Pano Development, LLC of Newark, Delaware. Route 20 north of Route 54. The Sanitary Sewer District will be the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. It'll be an off-site construction for residential development. Zero connection fees charged. And we already have agreements from both our engineering department and DENREC. Estimated construction time is 30 days. The construction administration and construction inspection costs are $14,281. And the proposed construction cost will be $95,212. And the supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 539-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Pano Development, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Ashley Manor. This is off-site construction located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen.
So moved.
Motion Mr. Dukes, second by
yes.
Mr. Cole to approve Ashley Manor wastewater agreement Number 539-1 is motion read by Mr. Godwin. Call for the question. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
Thank you.
Mr. Lang? Change of zone number 1588, Alan S. Reich. Old business.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Mr. Lang?
We have two items of old business. First one being change of zone 1588, the application of Alan S. Reich to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, for land lying southwest of Route 1, 170 feet southeast of Best Lane, and being 200 feet north of Red Mill Pond, and being noted to be lots 2, 3, and 4 of Red Mill Manor subdivision, to be located on 38,929 square feet, more or less. Planning and Zoning held public hearing on this application on February 9th of 2006. Rendered decision on February 23rd of 2006. Council held public hearing on February 28th of 2006. In the recommendation from the commission on February 23rd, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1588 for Alan S. Reich to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project is located within the environmentally sensitive development area according to the 2002 update. Two, this change of zone will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the project is in an area that contains other B1 and C1 zone properties and conditional uses. Other uses in the area include tire sales, antique shops, music stores, builders, and other offices. Four, the applicant has stated he will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, B1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal service activities, and that such uses should serve low density or medium density residential neighborhoods. This proposed change of zone is consistent with the stated purpose of the B1 zone, and the location along Route 1 is appropriate for such zoning. There was a motion and a second, and it was carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 5-0. After council public hearing on February 28th of 06, the council deferred action pending receipt of the plus comments, being the preliminary land use service with the Office of State Planning Coordination. And the record was to be left open for a period of 2 weeks following receipt of the plus comments for written comments from the applicant and the public. On March 30th, you were provided with a copy of an exhibit booklet from Mr. Tim Willard, attorney with Fuquay and Urey, which included his comments from Ken Christianberry of Axiom Engineering, and the requested plus comments for your review. I had also provided a copy of that exhibit booklet and a memorandum to Joanne Batson, one of the objectors during the public hearing. The record was to be closed as of April 13th of 06 for written comments, and that would have been at 4:30, the end of the workday. We received one written comment from the opposition, and if I may, I'll read it. It's short. It says, my name is Dale Truitt. I reside at 31046 Best Lane. Lewis provides phone numbers. I would like to express my concern about the proposed business entrance onto Route 1 between Best Lane and Pondview Drive. When I leave home to go south to work every day, or my wife leaves to take her son to school, it is a tough crossing or turning south with the already speeding traffic on Route 1. Putting a business entrance with multi types of autos coming in and out will be very dangerous. We already have many accidents every year, and makes reference to 2005 being the year. I don't think that was the number of accidents. Some near fatal with a heavy morning and late afternoon traffic from Delaware Guidance Services and Beach Babies Daycare, where children are shuttled about during these times, will be very dangerous and could result in death. Please take an hour or two of your time and come see this for yourselves as it already exists. And it's signed sincerely, Dale Truitt.
Questions of Mr. Lank, gentlemen? Questions of Mr. Lank? Comments? Yep. Further comments? Mr. Griffin, read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land. I think I've got the wrong one here.
1588 or B1?
Oh, that's it. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 38,929 square feet, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CZ 1588.
Motion by Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to approve change of zone number 1588 Allen S. Reich Red Mill Project. Questions, gentlemen? State your reason for voting, please. Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I believe that the location of this parcel is not suitable for commercial use. It's difficult to exit from this site. It also has sewer problems where the engineering department actually has gone on record to oppose the rezoning. And I think there's also some issues with the way the drainage ditch is in between this site and the highway. And it just doesn't seem to be a suitable site for commercial activity. My vote's no.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
If you read the minutes, there is some difficulty with the wastewater or engineering department. And the even though DelDOT says that they would grant, or it seems like there was a letter, I question their ability to even, you know, write a letter of that. My vote is no.
Mr. Jones votes no. Mr. Dukes.
I visited the site after the and looked at it, and my concern is, I mean, I realize there's a lot of other commercial businesses in that area, and I'm not opposed to that. The only thing I'm opposed to is the way that it comes out on Highway 1. They would not have any entrance or access, I don't think, to that, what's that side street, Red Mill?
Best Lane, and there's a little development right south of a driveway.
The Best Lane.
Pondview Drive.
Pondview Drive, that's correct.
Yeah, and so with a present entrance that as proposed, I'm opposed to that. My vote would be no.
Dukes votes no. I think it's a very, very dangerous situation. I wasn't surprised on DelDOT's comments. I sat there for hours since we had the public hearing before the record was closed to watch the activity of the small lane there, and it was a very dangerous, like you say, chance that people took to get up to that development. And with the drainage, with having the, I just can't see where they can do a 100-foot desal lane, but with all the record that was taken at a public hearing and visiting the site, my vote would be no. Motion defeated. Next case, Mr. Lang.
Second item is conditional use number 1647, the application of BDP Investments, LLC, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a warehouse facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10 acres or less, lying southeast of Route 9, 960 feet southwest of Route 329 and Route 46. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on April 6th of 2006. Council held public hearing on April 25th of 2006. Commission made a recommendation on April 27th of 2006. Based on the Commission's recommendation of April 27th of 2006, Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of conditional use 1647 for BDP Investments, LLC, for a warehouse facility based on the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, he does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property, which is mostly rural. Two, the purpose of this application is to allow a conditional use for warehouses for an insulation business with 60 employees and at least 24 trucks, not including deliveries. or there is some limited business or commercial zoning or uses along this area of Route 9. These are small, and most of the area is farmed or residential. This intensive use would be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding properties. Three, he believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business, industrial, or commercial use that are better suited for the intended use. And four, the application would substantially increase traffic on Route 9, and it does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and welfare of the area. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Everybody guessed it. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, questions of Mr. Lang? Questions of Mr. Lang? Mr. Griffith, read the title, please.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a warehouse facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, containing 10 acres more or less.
Mr. President, I make a motion we approve CU 1647 as presented.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use number 1647 BDP, Boyd David Paul Investments LLC, as read by Mr. Lang. State your reason for voting, Mr. Cole, please.
Yes, I support the P&Z's findings, so therefore my vote will be no, but they had 4 points there and I'm in agreement with those.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote no.
Mr. Phillips votes no. Mr. Jones?
I also must agree that with the P&Z's findings, my vote is no.
Mr. Jones votes no. Mr. Dukes?
I go by that site quite frequently and know by living out a few miles past that exactly where it is. A lot of new homes are being built in that intersection right by there, and I'm very sensitive to business coming into Sussex County and appreciate the fact that there are 60 employees having jobs. However, it all boils down to it's not the right location. And with that, I'm going to have to vote no because it's location. And with 60 employees coming there, delivery trucks coming and going, it will create a lot more traffic on Route 9. That intersection there is already bad. I saw a real serious accident there about a month ago. But so with all that, my vote's no.
Mr. Dukes votes no. We are bound by the land use plan and recommendations we must take seriously from Planning and Zoning Commission. And with the land use plan and not being in a development zone, and this is not the first time this parcel has been before us, with all the reasons stated by P&Z, we must vote no. Motion defeated.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Lang.
Sir.
If the applicant comes back and applies, if he finds another location and comes back, he can apply. He doesn't have to wait a year?
No, sir, he does not have to wait a year if it's a different site.
They apply tomorrow, really?
Yeah, well, he couldn't apply tomorrow. He'd have to go through DLDOT, 1 month process to get an answer from DLDOT for a traffic summary, but then he could apply within a month.
30 days.
Yeah.
30 days.
So hopefully that's what will happen.
Yeah, the 1 month on denial is based on site specific. At that site that was applied for.
Okay.
It would have to be a different type of application.
Okay.
So with that, the applicant can reapply in 1 month at a separate location. Basically the same application. All right, with that, we will move on to grant requests.